Chucky's gaze fell to his kneecaps. He still looked troubled. When he had volunteered for this job, he had probably envisioned saving lives and protecting his community. He hadn't expected the debilitating frustration of arriving too late or the hard truth that today his job was merely processing the damage. Rainey understood. She knew one of the reasons George Walker hated her was that she hadn't paid him the respect of personally visiting his family. She should have done that the very first day. Except that she couldn't bring herself to go, sit on a worn sofa and make small talk, while father sat hollow-eyed and a mother wept. She just couldn't do it. Rainey turned back to Luke. He was still studying Shep's house. It was a tidy 3-bedroom ranch with an attached 2-car garage. Soft gray paint. Crisp white trim. One garage door was a brighter white than the other, obviously the one vandalized on Wednesday. Rainey wondered if Shep and Sandy could look at the bright white paint without remembering what was written underneath. "We need to talk," she said to Luke. He nodded. He looked tired from his long trip yesterday, his cheeks not as freshly shaven as usual, and his uniform rumpled. But his eyes were sharp and his hands steady. You could always count on Luke. "How'd it go in Portland?" Rainey asked. He frowned. "Thought we were debriefing after the funeral." "Something came up. You can watch and talk."
"Apparently."
He slapped Chucky's leg with his hand.
"Go get us some coffee, Cunningham."
"Again?"
3 cups. The good stuff this time. We gotta impress the Fed."
Luke shot Quincy a look in the rearview mirror.
"I take mine black," Quincy offered.
Chucky grumbled, but he knew when he wasn't wanted. He got out of the patrol car and started walking to the grocery store around the corner.
"Chucky needs some personal time," Luke said the minute the rookie disappeared from view.
"I noticed."
"He's a good kid, Rainey. Just saw too much."
"What do you suggest?" Luke shrugged.
"Kid that age? We should take him out shooting a few times. Then take him drinking after that. He'll work through it."
"Stress, guns, and alcohol," Quincy said dryly. "Makes me wonder why the Veterans Administration hasn't thought of it." Luke grinned at him.
"You're thinking quality time on the shrink's couch, huh?"
"Yeah,
Chucky boy will open up to some $100-an-hour suit the day pigs fly. Sorry, Phoebe, but sometimes the locals know best."